Jason and Amy Morgan are our youth leaders, and they've been leading the youth for several years now here at Crossroads Gospel Church, and we really encourage you to get your young people involved in the ministry with them. And if they're not used to coming out, we encourage you to set that on your calendar and invite the kids and have the kids come out and be with Jason and Amy. I know that my boys, they thoroughly enjoy it whenever they can get together with them and they have a good time together. And Jason and Amy, they do an excellent job of building a relationship with Jesus. And I've invited Jason if he would speak today. So he's going to come up. And Jason, I'm going to invite you up to the platform today.
So I'll start out, open up in prayer. Lord, it's that time of year to see what God's provided in all the fields around us. As the farmers harvest their crops, see the abundance that God's put into things, but also in people's lives. Everybody sitting in here, farmer or not, owns a field. And God has presented that field to you sometime in your life. And I want you to accept that in your heart today. And we'll talk about that later. In Jesus' name, amen. So I like to talk about how I come to get the sermon prepared because I think that's important to understand me as a person. Last night at 8:30, I still hadn't even written my sermon. That never happens. And I was in a battle all week long with myself more than God because I knew what I was going to talk about today. But I had all these scriptures wrote out on a piece of paper, thinking I was going to drive things. But that didn't work. That didn't work. So last night we went over to Kathy McMullen's house and we were sitting in chairs. It was a peaceful night. The wind was blowing. It was beautiful out. And I'm sitting there looking across this bean field. And my sermon just started coming to me. And I told Kathy, We needed to go home. I needed to do some God's work. So the title of my sermon is Take Care of Your Field. How many couples are out here that are married today? Raise your hands. How many married couples do we have out here? I better raise mine or I'll be in trouble. So. How many of you been married less than 5 years? Got one couple. Marriage is tough, right? I think of it as another full-time job. Because that's how you got to view things. So today, I'm going to take you on a little journey. I would like to talk about the newlywed couple. The ones that are married a year. And the struggles that I see today, even as a youth leader, I talk to several couples that are young in their marriage. And I can relate back to when I was that couple. So here we go. So the woman in the marriage, she's deep. And when us guys get married to her, we don't realize how deep she really is at that point. You're going through the wedding process, you get married, it's like the honeymoon stage. Everything's glamorous. But have you really learned about your wife? Because she's deep. So I'm going to talk about the qualities and how a woman might act in the marriage. And I'm going to ask God right now to help my tongue on this because I see all the women staring me down right now. It's like, oh man, what's he going to say about us? And I'm going to use my wife for example. I love her to death. But I'm going to use her as an example. And hopefully she doesn't choke me out later. So if she was going to prepare breakfast for me when we were be first married, it would start out like, I'm going to make you some eggs for breakfast. And suddenly those eggs would turn into a stack of pancakes, French toast, 14 pieces of bacon, some sausage, and maybe some biscuits and gravy. And it would be me, Brandon, and Ryan trying to eat all this. And after the meal would be done, there'd be all this food left that would be enough to feed an army, probably. I didn't know it at the time, but she stressed about those things. Did you like the food? Did I do something wrong? And that continues in a woman's life 24 hours a day, whether they're awake or not. They stress about everything. And it's hard for us guys to imagine that, right? Because I'm going to put things in perspective from a guy's point of view. Most of the women in here think we just drool down our chin. And we barely survive in life. But we're deep too. But we have a different perspective. If we have food, water, a place to go to the bathroom, we're good. And if we have a football game or something to watch, that's even better. We can't remember something that happened 5 years ago, 2 months ago. We can't remember Betsy's second cousin's birthday. We can't remember all these things, right? So it's difficult when you're married to put those thoughts together. It's kind of like putting mashed potatoes with a dessert, right? When you think about that. So it's kind of a struggle. So what we need to do is set and look more of a better perspective of things. Sometimes I think we're so busy in life. If you look at everybody's life out here today, we make excuses we can't make something or we don't have time. But I think it's even deeper than that. I think God has put all these things in front of us that we can't see. We just can't see it for some reason because we're so busy. We're trying to get people to like us. Look at our social networking. Snapchat. I don't get on some of this stuff, so I'm going to throw some things out there. Messenger. There used to be Twitter. I don't know. Instagram. Some of these things. Everybody's looking for a like in life. We're trying to get people to like us. But in marriage, you've already married your partner. You're born with people in your life, your brothers and sisters. Why do you need to search for likes? God's put all these things in your life. We're too busy to see it. So I'm going to put a scripture up here. It's going to go a little deeper into this. Because I'm a thinker when I read stuff out of the Bible. Sometimes I get real deep with things. So we're going to turn to Matthew 13, 38 through 43. That's Matthew 13, 38 through 43. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. So the tares are weeds for everybody out here. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be the end of this age. The Son of the Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all those that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and I will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth, and then the righteous will sign forth as the son of the kingdom to their father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So I'm going to put this in perspective with our lives. And go back to the first part of that, where he says, the field is the world. So we know we have fields here, right? We have a cornfield right next door. And we plant seeds in it to grow. But I think God is talking about us right here. Everybody sitting in here has a field. And I think it starts from the time you're born. That is your world. He's presenting your world right in front of you, whether you want to accept it at the time or not. But sometimes we're so busy in this world that we look in other people's fields. I want you to think about that. I'll tell you how it happens. It happens a lot of times in marriage, where the wife or the husband will look in somebody else's field or marriage and say, Frank over here treats his wife like gold. He does everything for her. We're looking at somebody else's field instead of our own. What does your own husband and wife do for you? Did you take and look at that field? That's your field. Why do we always step into somebody else's field? Looking at their crops. And as it says in here, it talks about the enemy, who we all know is the devil. He puts weeds in your field. And the weeds in your field are things you've went through in life, in my opinion. Past scars, struggles, addictions. He starts planting those weeds in your field. And we can't see how beautiful our field is from all the weeds. But we can look into our neighbor's field and think he has the best field in the world. But he has weeds in his field too. We just don't see him from our perspective. It says, the Son of Man will send out his angels. We all have angels in our lives. We all have somebody standing over us, protecting us every day, whether we accept it or not. Why is it so easy to look in somebody else's field? Is it our culture? Is it because we're looking for acceptance? There's a lot of people out here sitting today that think, oh, you're talking about married couples. This is a favorite line I heard the other night. It was a non-married person that said, if that was my kid, as soon as they said that, I said, stop. It's not your kid. You're looking into their field. It's not your job to raise somebody else's child. Look through God's eyes. Maybe that kid's going through something. Why are we looking into other people's fields all the time? And it goes to this church. Everybody's sitting in here. If you see somebody new come through the doors, they're usually overwhelmed, almost in tears during the sermon. You know why that is? Because the minute they walk in the door, they don't see any weeds in this field. They see God standing in that field. And sometimes we get where we're going here all the time, right? And we have things and struggles going on in our life. We might sit here and think, oh, the parking lot's not big enough, man. I about ran into a car out there. We see the weed planted by the devil here, right? He doesn't want you in here. He doesn't want you guys all grouped together. He wants us all spread out so we don't bond. He wants to just keep planting the weeds in here. He does it in your marriage. He does it in brothers and sisters' relationships. He does it in every situation in your life. He starts planting weeds and weeds and weeds until you can't see your field no more. But today, when I come up here, my goal after last night looking across that field was so beautiful last night. The sun was setting. I know God was present right in that moment. And my marriage is pretty special. but I can see the weeds at times that he plants there. So I can't see my wife clearly. So I can't see my kids clearly. So I can't see my mom clearly. And I can see it on your faces out here. He does it to everyone. So don't think just because you're not a farmer, you don't have a field in your life. Because God gave you a field when you were born. He wants you to see it. He wants you to come running across that field to him. So today, I'm asking everyone in here to be a weed puller. And if your field's clean, start cleaning your neighbor's field. Don't look into your neighbor's field and want what he has. Help him pluck the weeds so his field looks beautiful. If your neighbor and his wife are struggling in their marriage, pluck the weeds out of the marriage instead of saying you should get a divorce. Help them through things in life. Instead of worrying about if somebody's going to accept you at work. Wives, don't worry about whether your husband can eat the breakfast like Amy cooked. Because I ate everything I could that day. But she thought she was a bad cook from it. The devil plants the weeds. It's all in perspective. So when you come in that door back there next Sunday, this field needs to be beautiful. It doesn't matter what's outside this. It doesn't matter if the grass isn't growing clearly out there. It doesn't matter if we need 5 more tons of rock brought in. It doesn't mean anything if all these chairs aren't filled. It just matters how beautiful the field is when you walk in. It doesn't matter who's speaking up here. It doesn't matter what the youth group's doing. It doesn't matter anything that's going on in this church other than your view of God in this church. So the next thing I want to do is have you guys close your eyes. I want you to view your field. What does it look like right now? Can you see clearly across your field? If there's weeds in your field, it's time to pull them. Feel Jesus in your heart right now, because he's going to pluck every weed out of it. Because I'm a weed puller today. And I'm going to help Jesus do this in your life. But you got to help yourself with that. The weeds are dead starting today. He's got a beautiful life ahead of you guys. He's going to plant your field amazing every year if you just accept it. Just accept it. Quit looking into your neighbor's field. Just accept your own field. And if the neighbor needs help pulling weeds, let's pull his weeds. Everybody can open their eyes back up. Do you think your field had weeds in it? I know mine had weeds in it when I stepped up here today, and I was plucking them all the way to church today. I kept it real simple today because sometimes we get caught up in all these verses and we lose the meaning of what he really wants to do here. And that's what happened to me this week when I was writing down all these verses. I'm like, I got a game plan. I'm way ahead of you. And he goes, no, I'm the one in control. And that's how the weeds start. We try to control what we think our life's going to be. All right, I'm going to have you guys bow your heads. I'm going to say a prayer, and I'll turn this thing back over to Leo. Get you out of here. Just know today that I do have your back, no matter what happens in your life. I will help you pluck your weeds, because I know I have weeds in my field. I'm not above that. But I'm ready to get rid of my weeds. So today is the day we start plucking our own weeds. Quit looking into your neighbor's field. Quit trying to control things that are out of our control. Let Jesus in control of your life. And keep the devil out. In Jesus' name, amen.